And finally, to summarize in number 20, I simply wrote the five different types of chords we discussed and the interval that you build the scale off of and the type of scale that you use. So this summarizes the entire presentation. And I even included some of the ones we discussed that don't have official numbers in the exercise. All right. So just to explain. Oh, and also you may be wondering what happened to diminished. Diminished functions like a dominant 13 flat 9, or you know, in its half whole form, or as a regular diminished in its whole half form. That has a whole nother presentation. So we deliberately left it out of this altogether for pentatonics. All right. So just don't worry about the diminished right now. So I'm just going to read through it. For a major chord, you can, on the one of that chord, you can do a major pentatonic. On the two of that chord, you do a major or a dominant. On the three of that chord, you can do a minor pentatonic. On the six, you can do a minor pentatonic. And on the seventh, you can do a minor pentatonic. Like we talked about before, some of these are the same exact scale. Like six minor is the same as one major. So, but I just listed it out because you never know. That might be a different way of thinking. The next chord, minor chord, you have a 1 minor, 2 minor, or 5 minor. That one's easy. Dominant chord, you got 1 major, 1 dominant, 2 dominant, or 5 minor. Altered, you got a flat 3 minor or flat 5 major. And half diminished, you got a flat 6 dominant, a flat 6 major, or 4 minor. Okay? All right, have fun. Good luck with all this stuff.